Matthew 27, 45 through 50. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, this man is calling Elijah. And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. So far, the gospel reading. Forsaken. Forsaken. My God, why have you forsaken me? God the Father has turned his back on his only begotten Son. How could this be? On the night when Jesus was betrayed, he was up all night. As he was mocked, scorned, spit upon, slapped with the palms of hands, beaten with fists, and flogged with leather straps, embedded with glass and metal. By the time they crucified him, Jesus was a bloody mess. It was at the third hour of the day that they crucified him, about 9 p.m. While he hung there all bloody, flesh gashed and cut, he was hard to look at. No one wanted to look at him there, not the disciples, not the women who watched from a distance, not his broken-hearted mother, not even his Father in heaven. He hung there drenched in his own blood. He was despicable. He hung there between two criminals. There was no comfort for him, even from the one person who loved him, his Father in heaven. For he was forsaken by God. For the only time in eternity, the Holy Father and his beloved perfect Son were separated by sin, the sin of the world that dwelled in his body. Soon they would be separated by death. The only true and living God is the God of the living, not the God of the dead. God turned his back on his sin-laden, despicable Son. He could have nothing to do with such a mess. Jesus was truly forsaken by God. That is shocking. But Jesus was also forsaken by man that day. He was beaten, whipped to a bloody pulp, cursed, mocked, spit upon. He was forsaken. Even his disciples forsook him. Only the disciple he loved, John, looked on in the company of Jesus' mother. Even today, being honest, we want nothing to do with this messy, despicable Jesus. This Good Friday, bloody Jesus is hard for us to stomach, hard for us to look at, hard for us to hear about, hard for us to bear. We don't want to see or imagine that this man who suffered so terribly is our Lord and our God. But we must see his suffering. We must taste the bitterness of the gall and his pain-induced, bloody, salty sweat. We must hear his struggle to breathe his last breath. We must hear his last words. We must smell the stench of death on the hill called Golgotha, the skull. Because when we behold our Lord on the cross, we realize that our sins, put him there. He suffered in our place. He died in our place. You and I deserve to be on that cross, crying out in pain, cursing God and cursing man. We deserve to be on that cross, but our suffering and death would accomplish nothing. would not even pay for our own sins, much less for the sins of the whole world. But His suffering, His crucifixion, and His death were required by God to pay for our sins and the sins of the whole world. He was hanging there suffering at noon when it turned dark as night. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light of the world was dimming. The light of the world was dying out. It was dark as night from noon till 3 p.m. About 3 p.m., the Passover lambs would be slaughtered in the temple. Perfect male lambs, they would be slaughtered to celebrate that first Passover in Egypt when the angel of death passed over the firstborn sons of Israel. And about 3 p.m. it was that Jesus died on the cross. The timing of this, maybe it was just a coincidence that Jesus died at the same time that the sacrificial lambs were slaughtered for the Passover. Maybe it was just coincidence. But we know better, don't we, you and I? This was no coincidence. With God, there are no coincidences. The perfect Passover lamb died at about 3 p.m. to pay for the sins of the whole world. At about 3 p.m., Jesus said, "Tetelestai, it is finished." And He died. It was finished. Finished for Jesus. Finished for you and me. Your sins are paid for with His innocent suffering and death. With all this, God is saying to you, "You are mine. You are mine. And I will have you back. You are mine. And I will have you back." Sin no longer claims you. Death no longer claims you. The devil no longer claims you. God says, "You are mine. You are mine. And I will have you back." And that is good. God has you back. That is what makes Good Friday good. After all this talk of suffering and blood and death, we are ready for Easter. The resurrection of Easter morning will be proof that our ransom, a ransom demanded by God for the payment of our sins, was paid in full on the cross on Friday. On Easter Sunday, we'll see that Friday was indeed Good Friday. But for now, on this Friday night, we must cling to the cross of our Lord's suffering. It was messy. It was ugly. It was despicable. But that is what it took to buy us back from sin, death, the devil, and the hell that we deserve for our messy, sinful life. Yes, we long for the sweet smells of the lilies of Easter morning, the hallelujahs, the hopes of resurrection. But for now, on this Good Friday, it is well that we survey the wondrous cross, the old rugged cross, with the body of our Lord stretched out upon it for all the world to see. What did it take for God to buy you back? It took God forsaking His own Son. It took the suffering and blood and death of God's only begotten Son for Him to buy you back. But such is the love of God for you, dear ones. But such is the love of God for you. God says, "I thirst." Thus He says, "You are mine, and I want you back." God says, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Thus God says, "You are mine, and I will have you back." God says, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." Thus God says, "You are mine, and I have you back. God says, Tetelestai. Thus God says, it is finished. Welcome home, sinners. Welcome home, saints. It is a good Friday. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.